Hello and welcome to your free three-part series on how to create the life and the business of your dreams. Welcome back. My name is Joanna Fatonji. I am a certified dream builder coach, and today I am going to share the first key of three with you on how you can create the life that you really, really would love to create. And it doesn't matter where you currently are, if you're overwhelmed, confused, you don't know where to start because maybe you have so many ideas, or maybe you are already living a part of your dream. You have already created some level of success, and now you want to create more success in another area of your life, or you want to create the next level of success in that one area of your life. Or maybe you're totally blank and you don't know what you want and you don't know what it is that you want to do, but you just know that there is something more for you. If this, any of these points speak to you, you are in the right place because this workshop is designed to help you gain clarity on where you currently are and which steps to take to get to your next level. Because that's exactly what we need. We need clarity. And today I will show you what you need to know, what you need to understand, and what to focus on. And in order to dream, you gotta really take a step back, relax a little. I really want to invite you to get comfortable. Take out your sheet, your paper, the PlayShop downloadable. You can take that, or you can just take a blank sheet of paper. Make sure that you're not distracted and sit down with this audio. That was my intention for you to just. It's just you and me, right? It's just you and me. And I want you to take that time for yourself because the more attention you put into this, the more you will get out of this. Okay? All right. Perfect. So the clearer you are on what you want to create, the faster you can move into action. And today you have the opportunity to get the first of the keys to your success. As I said, it's going to be three all over. Like it's going to be this one, the next audio, and the other one. So today we're diving into the two essential keys for creating clarity about your dream. And the two keys are, first, you have to know what you no longer want, right? You have to know what is frustrating you. You have to know what you're tired of. You have to know, I call it the dark side, right? You have to know what is not serving you anymore. And then on the other side, knowing what you don't want will help you create what you do want. And maybe you already know what you do want. So start with what you know for sure. Okay? You can always stop this audio and write down what is coming to your mind while I'm speaking, right? What is it that you absolutely don't want to do anymore? You don't want to see, you don't want to experience in your life, in your surroundings. Really get down and feel into the uncomfortability of whatever it is. So this is the perfect step to start. Then we will step into why most people give up on their dreams and how to stay motivated. Okay. And then we will talk about the number one thing you must give up in order to reach your dream. Okay, so these three points are going to be the points that we're going to talk about in this, in the next, and in the third series of this three-part step series. Okay, and so much more, of course. So today, I just want to start with a little overview, right? Most people, that's a challenge. Most people drown in chaos, right? We're totally overwhelmed with everything that is coming at us in life. Sometimes it's in the family life, it's the relationships around you, maybe even the economy, right? So many things happening in the economy. There's a recession, war, things like that that are taking us out of our center. Maybe it is you and your personal life. Maybe it is about your health. You can't really get enough sleep, or you can't really work out, or you can't get your rest. You're still stressed when you come home from work, all of that. You're totally overwhelmed and you're just getting by. You're just trying to survive, right? So if that's you, maybe you're even step further ahead along this bad ride. You're burnt out. You're like, you're totally burnt out, and you just know that you want to change something, right? And I always like to say that the challenge, as I just said, we have to know what we no longer want. The challenge is the place where dreams are born. The challenges are the places where the dreams are born. Every time we are in the darkness, there is the potential for the better. Yeah. So, as soon as you know what it is that you no longer want, you're one step closer to knowing what you do want. So, I believe that that's the first step, and we will dive into it again. If you need to stop, stop the pause. Stop and pause the audio and just write a few things down, right? Feel inspired, go with it. It's yours. Yeah, the whole audio is yours. You can do with it whatever you please. So, the next question for you is, have you ever achieved a goal? Have you ever achieved a goal in your life? If yes, great, right? Because if you know that you can achieve a goal, or you have achieved a goal already, you can also achieve another one, right? Yes, you can. Sometimes, even whatever is going on, you might think, oh my God, this is never going to stop. But let me tell you, you have probably achieved some level of success in your life already. So, the only thing, and this is what I want to provide you with, is a simple plan, a structure, and some guidance. Okay. So, why am I doing what I'm doing? A little bit about my story. So, today, me personally, I am living a part of my dream life. That means I know exactly what I love. I personally love learning about personal development, about spirituality, about health, about productivity, about sales, about marketing. All of the things that bring me passion, and especially that help me get my own passion out. And what is my passion? It just happens to be helping myself and also sharing the tools that help me with you. That's what I love. And what is most important to me is to help others to create their level of success, right? Because I know how this work, how these tools, how these steps have helped me. And what I love about my work, so I have been a certified life coach since 2017 already. It's a few years now. And the most important thing for me, or that what makes me really happy, of course, are the success stories of my clients. So I had one client. She is this super creative powerhouse. She is a German Muslima, and her mission was to create her own production studio to change the representation of migrant people in German television or in the media space. And when we started working, really, I encouraged her because she already knew what she wanted, but I encouraged her to dream bigger and to have more faith, right? So this is just one of the things. So she now really has like this huge audience. She has won a few prizes and she has created more of the life of her dreams. She's married. She's married. And I have to say, with all humbleness, that she actually thanked me because I was a part of helping her to see her husband. So she's gotten married, she has created her empire, and she continues to be an inspiration for so many other young women in Germany who want to change the narrative. I am so proud of her. That's one story. Then there was another girl, completely different story. She was this sweet little girl. First, in the beginning, she was a little shy, very quiet, very sweet. And her dream was to create her own fashion brand, right? So she had this dream inside her heart to create a sustainable fashion brand. And she now lives in India. Along our work, she moved to India and she started her own brand. Now she lives in India and she's working on the production, on the fashion editorials, and all of that. And she's continuing to build her sustainable fashion brand called A Cosmic Yes, right? So amazing. So proud of her. And then there's this other one. And I always like to say a little bit about their background because I want to make clear that I love the diversity that I attract because, me personally, I am diverse. My mom is German. My dad is from Ghana. And I love to help as many people as possible that can also identify with me. So the third client that I helped, she's a Black woman. And she is an amazing lawyer. And when we started working, she was a little shy. She already had this extraordinary skills in her field, but she didn't really dare to show up as her full self. And now she is on the front cover of a series called People of Deutschland, People of Germany. And there are other famous rappers, politicians, and other change makers inside that cover, inside that storyline more. It's not only a book, it's a book, but it's also a whole story, it's a movement. So these are just three examples of three of my clients that I had the privilege of supporting a little bit. Like, I don't want to take the credit. They definitely did the work, but I had the privilege of helping them. And these stories really make me happy. And why am I telling you these stories? Because if they can do it, you can do it too. Okay? So this is my little overview, and this is also my promise for you, right? Today I'm going to give you the first of the three keys that will help you to create the results that you would love. And this whole process is called the Dream Builder. I'm sharing three keys out of 10 keys of the Dream Builder program. And the Dream Builder program is a proven, repeatable, reliable system of transformation. And this program helped me to create the business and the life of my dreams. And I heard that very successful people tend to learn from great masters. And that's exactly what I did because this program didn't come out of my own thinking. I have to admit, it is the process, a proven, repeatable, reliable system, as I said, that my mentor used for over 40 years. And she has already helped thousands of people all over the globe to change their dreams into realities in the past few years. So you really have something here that is proven. Okay. And the truth is, if you're not where you want to be right now, let me tell you, it is not your fault. And you're definitely not stupid. It is just because you didn't have the clarity on what you need to do in order to get going, keep going, and reach your goal. All right. So I want to dive into the whole thing with you a little deeper. I believe that we all have the power to create the life of our dreams. Are you with me there? Say yes. All right, say it a little louder. Yes, we believe that, right? Because we see other people living their dreams. And one thing I want to say is that if somebody is living a part of their dream, doesn't mean that they're perfect. I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect, but we want to create certain levels of success. And there are only two ways how we create. And one is by design, where we design and define and refine and take action and build that dream, or by default. And default means automation, right? This sleepwalking, this zombie walking, this just repeating what we've learned in school, what we've maybe learned from our parents, but this is not really our passion. So we have to design our life if we don't want to create a life that we don't really love. Are you with me? So it's either design or default. Default, nope, that's not what we want. We want to design. So designing your life the way you want to, that means that you will discover what it is that you really want, right? We are going to dig in. And as I said in the beginning, we always have the contrast, right? We have these two doors. Let me paint the picture. So, and the first door is the life where you have designed what you want, right? You have designed what you want, and it is a life of peace, a life of vibrant health, a life of confidence and clarity. You know exactly what is the next step that you want to do. You are on purpose. You get clear, you're courageously creating, you have amazing relationships with people that value you and that you value, and you have enough time to create whatever it is that makes you happy, your passion, your purpose project, and you are sharing whatever it is that you love that is on your heart. You're sharing it with the world, and you're financially stable so you can actually really do what you love. How does that sound? That sounds amazing, right? So this is door number one. This is a life where you define and design what it is that you really want. And number two, in the default mode, it's the nightmare life, right? It is, you're in survival mode, you're constantly stressed, you have low self-esteem, you have self-doubt, you're constantly thinking, oh, I can't do this, I am not good enough. You're worried about what other people are thinking about you, you're worrying about your life, you're worrying about your finances. It's chaotic somehow, like you're totally overwhelmed, everything is chaotic. You don't have time for the most important things. You don't have time for the most important people in your life. Your relationships are not really there. You feel lonely. You feel empty, maybe even, and you're just tired and burned out and maybe even hopeless. Like you're like, oh my God, I don't know if this is ever going to change. And honestly, I don't really know if this life is worth living, right? So this is the nightmare life. Plus, you never have enough money. Like, really, this is the nightmare life. So we have those two doors. And as I said, I know 1000% that we have the energy, the capability, and everything we need in order to create the life that we absolutely would love, the number one door. And the first and important step here is to create awareness. Awareness means notice what you're noticing. There's so many words for this. We can also call it the observer self. I want you to take a deep breath with me if you feel comfortable with that, because breathing and noticing that we're breathing is the first step towards becoming more aware of ourselves, because we are breathing and we notice we are breathing. It's the same thing with thinking. We're thinking, but we are not the thoughts, right? We're breathing, but we're not the breath. We are the one that can observe what's going on. I know this drastically turned very spiritual right now, but it's really connected. I always like to say, me, I'm here for business and spirituality because it's so connected, and creativity is the child, right? So this is really what we want to do. We want to get aware. Notice what you're noticing will help us break through the unconscious patterns, the things we just do, what we've learned from school, society, our parents, and so on. And if we learn to be more aware, we can break through the bad habits or the habits that are not helping us to realize what it is that we would absolutely love. That's the first step. Okay, so notice what you're noticing, notice what you're feeling, notice what you're doing, know it, noticing what you're saying, noticing how you move in this world, right? And ultimately, this connection, like this series, number one, the thoughts, the feelings, the words, the actions, this is what creates results. Right? That's why I like to say that we always start at the very beginning, at the core. And this is becoming aware. You are not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. You're not your actions. And you're not your results. But your current thinking has created this result. So when we change our thinking, our energy, our feelings, our words, our actions, we ultimately recreate, redesign, redefine our results. Okay? Perfect. And this is where we start designing your dream life blueprint, right? Just like an architect needs to create on paper what they want to create later, so must you create the life that feels good to you first on paper and then in real life. So take out your piece of paper and define it. That is really the topic of the day. It's about defining, it's about getting clear on what it is that you want. And before we dive deeper, I want to give you the opportunity to have an assessment because life is big, right? I am a life coach. But where we can really create deep, strong results is when we focus on one area of life at a time. So you can choose. And the best way to choose is what area of your life are you most discontent with? What is bothering you? Why are you the most sad? Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's your relationships. Maybe it's your work. Maybe it's your money, right? So I always believe that you choose from these four quadrants: health, relationships, your creative expression, your passion, your skills, your what you want to bring into this world, and your money. These are the four areas of life, and you can now choose from one to five. You can write down health, then underneath relationships, then underneath vocation or career or creative expression, and then underneath financial and time freedom. And then you can write down one, depending on what you feel. One means very bad, and five means great. So, where are you on the scale of health? Is it very bad or is it great or somewhere in between from one to five? Think about it. If you want, you can stop me as well. The same thing with relationships. Maybe what are you longing for? What would you love more of? Do you have a significant other? Do you have amazing relationships with your family? Do you have like this love where you feel seen and heard and connected? Or is it something that you're longing for? So, where are you on the scale from one to five with your relationships? Write it down. The same thing with your vocation or creative expression. That means something that you love giving to the world, right? It can be your work, it can be your job, it can be some form of creativity, right? Some expression, because I believe we all have something unique to give. That's a very strong belief of mine, and I believe that you have that too. So where are you? Are you feeling like you are giving of yourself, like your essence, your beliefs, your passions, what it is that you really love to bring into this world? For some people, it's gardening. For some people like me, it's speaking, right? And giving other people what I've learned along the journey. So what it is for you, write it down from one to five. How happy are you, or how bad is it? And then the last thing, financial freedom, time and money freedom. Again, from 1 to 5, you get it, right? Okay, perfect. So depending on where you are in these four quadrants, 1 to 5, choose the one that you're most discontent with. Choose the one that is the area where you feel like, oh my God, Joanna, oh, I actually am afraid that I will never get out of this. I'm actually afraid that I don't have the strength to change this. And girlfriend, let me tell you, you do have the strength to change it. You do. And I'm here to help you with that. Okay. So we have now assessed where are you currently. We always have to get down into the uncomfortable to see where we are currently. And now we are going to the opposite. Where do you want to go, right? Where do you want to go? And that's what we want to create now. So that's very important. You define, as I said in the beginning. We wanted to assess what is the status quo. We need to always do that. And now we define what is it that you actually really want to create, right? How much money are you making? How much do you love what you're creating? What are you spending your time and your talent on? How happy are you in your relationships? And how happy are you with your body, with your health, with your vibrancy, with your energy? How do you feel inside your skin? Yeah. And always just write down what you know for sure. What would you love? What would you love? Again, I want to remind you, take the one area of your life where you are currently most discontent with, and then create the opposite. What would you love? What would turn you on? What excites you? What is giving you life? Where do you feel on purpose? Like, really go into that area of your life and write down what would be amazing. If it's about money and time, I want to give you one more tip. It is always writing down numbers, right? Because some people, we think, oh, I would just love to be financially free. What does that mean for you? How much money would you actually have to make or have that gives you the freedom to do whatever it is that you currently want, right? Maybe it can be 10,000. It can be 20,000. And most of the time, this is where we start, right? If we come from a regular job, 10,000 can already be enough. Like, it can already be enough to get out of doing things that we don't longer want to do. And then we can always get our way up. Maybe you're already higher, 20, 30, 40, 50,000, 100,000, but work your way up one step at a time. Okay, perfect. So again, I invite you to put myself here on hold and write down what it is that you would love. And you write the sentence, I am so happy and grateful in the present tense, right? You write down, I am so happy and grateful now that I, and then you write down how your life would look like when you designed it exactly the way you would love in your health, relationships, vocation, or time and money freedom. Clear? Write it down. I'm so happy and grateful now that I am now living in my best body. I'm working out and peepable. Okay, so put myself on hold here and take some time to continue to write and write and write and dream and let it come out and let it come out and let it come out and let it come out. Okay. All right, let's continue. The last question I have for you today here with the dream, concerning the dream, is why does it matter to you? I'm so proud of you. You have already written down what it is that you would love. That's amazing. And now let's sink even deeper and anchor it in by answering the question, why does it matter to you? Why does it matter to you? Why does being healthy matter to you? Why does being in a beautiful relationship with people matter to you? Why does it matter to you to create something that you love? Why does it matter to you to make the kind of money that you dream of? Why does it matter to you? All right. Again, if you want, you can hit the pause button and just write a little bit, dive deep. And I will continue. So, for me personally, let me tell you a little bit about my story. Growing up, I never had a role model where I thought, I want to be like this person when I grow up. I had so many different interests and passions, from dancing and karate to braiding hair and learning about biology and psychology and religion and languages and culture and moving my body and all of those things. Like, I love to explore so many things. And later on, I studied international business, but I couldn't see myself working in corporate. I worked in corporate in this big company. I got a job right out of university, and I had a little good time, like for a few months. I felt like I'm making good money, I'm enjoying this, but I really couldn't see myself there. I had nothing in common with the people working there. I didn't like the environment. I didn't like the topics we talked about. I definitely couldn't see myself there. So after 1 year, I decided to quit and I really decided to follow my dream. And the first thing that really initiated me, that called me, was health. I love to help people and I want to see people healthy. So I became a certified nutritionist, but I didn't only want to share food recipes with people. I didn't only want to share physical health with people. So I was working. I was looking forward to find more, right? I was working, I was happy with that, but I knew that there was more. And this is where I found my mentor who created the Dream Builder program. And this was the first time where I really invested in my own personal development and my own coaching for the first time. This is where I saw other people, like completely different people from all over the world, who came into this group, into this class, we can call it that, into this class, into this coaching class. And everybody was there to create their dream lives, just like you. My life doesn't have to be like your dream life, right? I am here to help you create your dream life. This is so important to me because sometimes we think our dream life has to look like someone else's dream life, but my dream maybe looks completely different from your dream. So I again want to encourage you to create your dream. And no dream in this group was exactly like the other. And I love that. And what we were learning were the tools on how to create our own unique dream life and business from an authentic place inside of us. And these tools are exactly the tools that I use to create my own dream life up until now. And these are the tools that I'm sharing with people like you who want to create their own individual dream lives. And my personal why is I believe that each person has a unique gift to share with the world. And I believe that each person's real dream looks completely different from whatever what other people want, right? Very important. And I want to empower everyone who feels called to create the life of their heart's desire. And I honestly believe that this is possible. And this is the way that humanity can create peace. That's a big claim, right? But I believe that through my work and helping people to create the life that they love, I believe that this is how we can create more peace and love on this planet. So when I had finished uni as the first person out of my family, I started working in corporate. I quickly realized that the 9 to 5 working was not for me, and I just decided that there was more. I had more to give to the world. And so I started investing into myself, learning about health, and then later on learning about these principles that I'm sharing with you. And I will tell you, it was a lot of money for a girl who didn't come from a family that was used to investing in personal development. So I just want to let you know it does take a sacrifice in order to get to the next level. But we will talk about that along the line. So I just want to let you know if you've written down your dream, if you've written down what you no longer want and what you now want, you have created the assessment, you know exactly where you stand and where you're going now. Great job. You have created the most important step for the next chapter of your success story. You're clear on what you would love to create. Just like a designer, you have to first know what you want in order to create it. And clarity is the very first and most important step. And one last thing, I totally believe that the universe only gives us what we believe we're worth experiencing. So open your heart and know that you absolutely deserve whatever it is that you just dreamt up. That you deserve whatever it is that you just dreamt up. Hear me here. Okay. So amazing, amazing, amazing. This is part one. So if you want to go back and refine and redesign and work on it, go and do that. Creating clarity around our vision is an ongoing process. It's a masterpiece. It's the masterpiece of your life. So if there's more coming up, continue to work on it. I am so happy and grateful now that, and you write all the details down that would really set your life on fire. All right. So until then, see you tomorrow in the second step of this three-part series where I will share with you the second key on how to create the life of your dreams. So much love to you, and I'm looking forward to see you tomorrow. Bye.